When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. We're joined by Josh Flagg, Chief Technology Officer at the Louisiana Economic Development Office. Josh, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up, Neil? Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. Hopefully the new job's working well. Obviously, this most recent announcement, if that's emblematic of what's to come, that's great news.
Oh, man, it's been exciting. You know, I took over the new position as Chief Innovation Officer on July 1. It's a new position for the agency as well. And we couldn't have hoped for a better outcome for the end of the year than this big Meta announcement. It's been great.
How long has this been in the works before we jump into what it actually is?
Yeah, so this is actually one of these really fast projects, especially for the size of project it is. Usually these massive multi-billion dollar investments take a few years. This one is less than 1 year from when they first reached out to the announcement on December 4th. So they reached out to the state in late January, early February.
That's awesome, because I had not heard anything of it, and then all of a sudden it's on everybody's radar, and then all of a sudden an announcement. If you would, for the benefit of the listening audience, tell them what this is about.
Absolutely. So on December 4th, we announced a project with Meta. Meta is the parent company of Facebook and Instagram and WhatsApp. It's the largest social media company on the entire planet. They've got 3 billion customers. There's only 7.5 billion people on the planet. So they've got about half of the entire addressable market, right? So it's massive. They announced that they will be building the largest artificial intelligence data center in their company's network of data centers in the entire globe in Richland Parish, Louisiana. So it's a massive investment of $10 billion.
Okay, let me stop you right there. I would venture to say that 80% of the listening audience have, and I wouldn't know this, but for the fact of being in the Sheriff's Association, where the hell is Richland Parish?
All right, so it's one parish to the east, so it's adjacent to Ouachita, which is Monroe. So it's the greater Monroe area, northeast Louisiana. It's in the Delta region, but you're just one parish to the east of Ouachita, which is where Monroe sits, right along I-20. So right there, you know, you're maybe one parish away from the Louisiana-Mississippi border right there in the Delta region, northeast.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, it's okay. Rayville's probably the biggest town. And look, to be honest, I don't know that I have all of my Richland Parish data 100% nailed on this, Newell, but Rayville's the biggest town. You got Delhi on the other side of the parish. And right in the middle is a little tiny, tiny town called Holly Ridge, right off I-20, and that's where this project will be going.
Absolutely. So what does it do? I think a lot of folks are kind of curious about what is this about. I mean, it's a $10 billion project, so we know it's big, but what's it about?
Yep. So this will be a massive facility. In fact, the dimension, the longest dimension for the longest point of the building to the furthest point of the other side of the building is over a mile long. So it's huge. Meta now owns about 2,300 acres right there along I-20 in Richland Parish. And the goal is to construct a massive facility that will have hundreds of thousands of GPUs. And these are processors. These are microchips that process information specifically designed for artificial intelligence. And so the goal will be, this will be the powerhouse. This will be the computing headquarters for all of Meta's AI computing for the globe, which is the amazing part. So you might ask your Instagram or Facebook application a question in Bangalore, India, or in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. That's going to get computed in Richland Parish, Louisiana.
What drew them, one, to Louisiana, and two, to Richland?
Yeah, it's a great question. So the quick history is, about 20 years ago, the state took a gamble and bought a 1,400 acre site in Richland Parish, and did what they call site preparation, site certification, to get this big chunk of land ready to land an automobile manufacturer. And it just didn't work. And there was a handful of suitors over the years that took a look at the property and said, you know, the property's good, but we're nervous about workforce. We're nervous about the ability to scale our suppliers in this region and a couple other issues that they had. And so it was not successful in landing an automobile manufacturer. And so it kind of sat dormant for all that time until Meta found this site on our website, of all of our certified sites in the state of Louisiana. And it checked every box for them. You know, first you got to have flat, dry land. That doesn't move, right? So we obviously don't want to be in an earthquake zone or anything like that. But most importantly, these guys are massive power users. Specifically, these AI data centers are just massive power users. In this property, along with the utility that serves it, which is Entergy in this scenario, was able to deliver on the power that Meta needed to power this facility. So it kind of checked all the boxes, all the way down to the utility being able to deliver what they needed to run it.
And not only are they investing dollars in the facility itself, but they're investing dollars into infrastructure and other things in and around and throughout the state of Louisiana, right?
That's right. So they'll see a couple hundred million dollars in infrastructure improvements around the site. So, you know, roads and sewage and drainage upgrades for Richland Parish. They've made some significant investments into Entergy to build some natural gas power plants just for this facility. And then another one that will be attached to the grid. So Entergy will get some significant infrastructure upgrades thanks to this project as well. That'll service the entire state, in addition to this project. So ton of infrastructure upgrades. And then when it comes online in a couple of years, it'll be around 500 jobs that are high-paying jobs that are, 150% of the local household income level for Richland Parish.
Wow. So when obviously, I guess, the start date on this project is in the very near future, and how long do we anticipate this before it's up and running?
Yeah, it's a good question. These guys are moving dirt already. They have been super fast on all fronts. So they're already up there doing, land preparation work. And so technically, they're in kind of pre-construction phase right now. But it's got a 2 or 3 year timeline, depending on how many phases they end up building this out, and then how quickly the power infrastructure can kind of continue to get built out alongside it as well. So it'll be a boost in terms of just the construction phase for the next almost 3 years in the Monroe area. You'll see thousands and thousands of kind of skilled trades flocking to this region to help build this facility out.
At its peak, they're projecting 5,000 construction workers on that site. It's huge.
Yeah, it's wild, isn't it? It's wild. And so I think, in fact, I'm up here in Monroe today, Newell, and was talking to some small construction companies, and they're already seeing a boost. I mean, you know, Meta's concerned about housing. You know, where are we going to put all these people? You know, where are they going to put the Meta employees? Where are they going to put some of the construction workers? So, you got people planning to build new hotels. You got people planning to build new apartment complexes and housing. And it's truly, truly transformational for not only Richland Parish, but really the greater Monroe area in general.
That's actually been an area of the state, not just Richland itself, that I guess to say underutilized would be a good way of describing it.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're 100% right. You know, it's largely rural. It's largely agricultural. And because the population density is not quite here, you know, some of these mega projects shy away from it because typically these mega projects just need thousands and thousands of people, and they get nervous when they look in rural areas. But Meta found this site. It checked every single box. I think working with the state, working with Entergy, they were confident that the construction project could be pulled off here, and then they could maintain an employment base of 500 people in this region. So it's transformational for this, for this part of the state. And honestly, it's been super validating for Louisiana in that we can work with the largest technology companies in the world on a significant level, right, with significant investment. That means that, Louisiana can rise to that challenge is a really big deal and sends a really big signal to other big tech players as well.
And obviously, Meta, this becomes a big footprint for them in this AI game. Right, because there are competitors to this to them as well, right?
It's huge. Yeah, it's wild. So the amount of investment that's flocking into artificial intelligence right now is the speed of which it's being deployed is unprecedented, even for big tech. Depending on whose numbers you believe, if you go with Goldman Sachs, they say that by the end of 25, so just about a year away, we'll see another $200 billion of investment into AI infrastructure, just building these sort of things around the globe to power all of the growth in AI. But they definitely have headwinds. Look, OpenAI, which makes ChatGPT, is a major competitor. Google is a major competitor. Amazon has models. There's a half dozen really well-funded startups that have gotten backing from other big tech companies. So there's going to be a ton of growth in this area, and we're competitive now. We're also validated, which I think is equally as important as being competitive.
Josh, what's the likelihood of, in the oil industry, we have the oil service industry. Is there such an animal to the AI world?
Yeah. So here's a fascinating angle to this. This is a big project. And it is transformational for Richland Parish and for Northeast Louisiana. But the reality is, once the construction is over, once the lights are on, and once the computers are humming along, this will be capped out at around 500 jobs. And that's not enough, right? It's not enough to change Louisiana's trajectory and our fortunes as a state. But if you take a broader view of artificial intelligence in general, you say, what can we do at the application layer of artificial intelligence, right? So how can we solve Louisiana problems utilizing artificial intelligence that then we can export back out to the rest of the world, whether it's, whether it's energy services or innovation in energy, whether it's solving healthcare challenges with AI or, water mitigation or coastal, preservation, looking at some of the things that we can actually do from kind of a living lab perspective and challenges that we can attack with AI here, I think it's much more interesting in terms of a holistic strategy around AI in Louisiana than just putting all our chips into luring and building data centers. The data center stuff's important. It's core infrastructure, but we need to be doing really interesting things and solving problems with AI from the application perspective.
Yeah. By the completion date of this project, do we know how many will actually exist in the country today of similar size and nature?
Yeah, that's a hard, hard question to answer. And mostly because it's changing so quickly. If you just look at kind of round numbers today, And I'm talking about the big tech guys like Microsoft, Amazon, Google, Meta. You know, Microsoft is at the top of the heap in terms of owning the most data centers, like actual data centers that they built and that they operate. They've got around 300 global. That's their global footprint. Amazon's got somewhere in the 250 count globally. But you get down to Meta, and Meta only has 35 or 40 data centers globally right now. So so if they want to catch up when it comes to kind of the infrastructure like Microsoft has and like Amazon has on the AI data center side, they've got hundreds to go potentially. So Amazon is also spending furiously in this race. You know, Microsoft is in very tight partnership with OpenAI, so they're spending a lot of money on additional infrastructure. So, you know, in a few years, we could be looking at, you know, not dozens, but hundreds of new AI data centers. I can't imagine they'll all be $10 billion investments. You know, we've seen a few other Meta investments just this year where the data centers were much smaller. They were $800 million. You know, they were $1.5 billion. This one is substantial just because it is so large at $10 billion.
Yeah. It's really interesting. I mean, I don't know about you. Obviously, you're working in this sphere every day. But I think for the general public, getting their head around, you know, what is the limiting factor to AI? And where does it end? You know, and it's like this complete and total unknown that's out there. You feel like you're in the midst of a science fiction movie, so to speak. You know,
it's like magic. And I think anyone, even on the developer side, even the people that are creating these tools, you know, at the most foundational level, they don't know either. I think it's growing and changing so quickly. Honestly, I think the most limiting factor today is power availability and the speed at which they can build the infrastructure out. So I think because those are real world challenges. No matter how good the software is, it still needs hardware to run. It still needs power, and these are very power hungry computational, you know, programs. And so I think, you know, if my crystal ball says that the states that will win in terms of the infrastructure investment will be states that can power really big, you know, users like this Meta project in Richland. But when you look at the application layer,
there is a huge benefit though to our energy infrastructure as a result of this, right? Because you have a finite or defined location of a certain size, of a certain amount of consumption that requires a huge investment in grid development in order to support same. Well, that investment in that grid development actually has peripheral benefits to everyone in the surrounding area, right?
That's right. Oh, 100%. And we've already seen this happen. I mean, we've seen an exponential growth in inquiries for similar projects. Not all of these projects are $10 billion projects, but in many cases, they're multi-billion dollar projects that are looking at this Meta announcement and saying, oh, wow, you can do that in Louisiana. You can pull that off. And their electric utilities can deliver at this scale. But the crazy thing is, Newell, we have practice doing this. I mean, if you look at our industrial corridor in South Louisiana, some of those users use a gig of power. You know, these are, and that's equivalent to powering nearly a million homes. And so we've been in the big leagues for a very long time in terms of our ability to deliver a lot of power to one location. We become a very attractive location in this world as well.
No, absolutely. Final thoughts, Josh?
This is the beginning. I think what we're going to do in 2025 in terms of attracting potentially more of these type of infrastructure investments and in building really interesting things at that application layer of AI is only going to heat up, and it's going to do so quickly. So I'm looking forward to all things AI in 2025.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today and filling us in on this really exciting project up there in Richland Parish. The company Meta, they're the owners of Facebook and Instagram and what's the other one? I forgot already.
WhatsApp.
WhatsApp. Yeah, I should know. WhatsApp, sure. Thank you so much, Josh Flagg, Chief Technology Officer at Louisiana Economic Development. Congratulations. Exciting news. Keep up the great work.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, Noel. Appreciate it.
Have a great week and happy holidays to you. We'll be right back, folks. Give us a shout, 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. When we come back, we'll visit with Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter and digital content producer. We'll talk about Sunday's Saints-Commanders game.